Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
According to a new report, leafy green produce has been linked to 40 serious E. coli outbreaks from 2009 to 2018. Wow, that stuff could really kill you. If you ate some, just romaine calm and let us hope it doesn't happen again. Also, sorry if this joke gave you an arugula heartbeat.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Hey, how would you like some breakfast? Would you like some breakfast?
What would you like for breakfast?
I could go for a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger?
I don't want a cheeseburger. It's too early for a cheeseburger.
Too early for a cheeseburger? Look, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Today is National Cheeseburger Day.
What do you have?
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, for breakfast.
Cheeseburger.
Got it.
Happy National Cheeseburger Day.
It's showtime.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That sounds good right about now. Cheeseburger for breakfast.
I'm just hoping our technical difficulties don't handicap our show this morning.
We're going to be fine.
You think?
We're going to get some cheeseburgers for breakfast and we will be great.
I can't see you and I can't hear Tim.
Yeah, for some reason, I had to restart my computer yesterday. I was having all these technical difficulties and it restarted it with that snap camera, you know, that I used a while back, right when Zoom was novel and fun. And I have to get the Zoom, I have to get the snap camera off. Although there's a guy from Twitter, someplace cool, some tech place. He came up with this snap camera filter for your meetings where you can give a thumbs up and it has comics flash on the screen. So I'm going to see if that works today. Not that anybody's going to use it. We're kind of all over Zoom. But good morning.
Good morning.
To the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Yeah. Come on, Tim. I've got this new... I've got it set up to work, and it's not working. He's testing, and it's not... Man.
Well, he can keep trying to test, and while he does that, I'm going to talk about what we have on the show today, because we have a lot of stuff on the show. Of course, looking for love in the loo around 8:20. That's when we go over dating profiles of guys in the St. Louis area. It's all a little weird during coronavirus, but we'll swipe left or right on those guys. Also today, Schmig Schmackdown. We have Kevin versus Tim at 7:35.
No, it's actually Lance versus Tim.
That too. It might be Kevin versus Kevin. We'll see. And the Friday free-for-all. I have a little something special for you right at 9 o'clock. The first three songs in the free-for-all, which are all over the map, there's a little theme. So I'm going to have you guys guess the theme.
Sweet. Yeah, and there's a couple of birthdays over the weekend that might also make the free-for-all today.
Okay. Lots in foodstuffs today. Lots to do with burgers, of course, since it's National Cheeseburger Day. And we have a lot to cover in Entertainment Schmig. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Well, today is going to be a little bit cooler than yesterday. We're going to see a high of 73. tomorrow, the coolest it's been all week, 71 for the high. And overnight tonight and tomorrow and Sunday, we're going to get down into the 40s for our lows. Right now, 57 downtown and Lance Express with a look at traffic.
Roads are good.
Yeah. 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 Yep. Mm-hmm. Going to be
brought
one of those.
Brought to you by Good Hope. Nope. Give Hope. Give. Goodwill. Traffic.
One of those Fridays. All right.
Oh, well, no, Kevin.
We'll see what we can do in about 10 minutes, and we'll be back.
Okay.
Or not.
KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis. Your home of...
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Let's go back 5 minutes ago when we couldn't hear anybody on the show except Jen and me. Hopefully we have everybody present.
Lance.
I hear Lance.
I'm here, guys.
Oh, and yes. Tim.
Hey.
Friday, Kevin.
I'm telling you, if we get new string between the tin cans, everything sounds fine.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Kevin.
There's a lot of good stuff that happened back on this day. Tons of TV premieres back in the 60s. You know, you've seen these on repeats all over the place.
The 60s.
Yeah, man, but you know these.
That far back.
You know these and you love these, and some of these have been rebooted or are about to be rebooted. 56 years ago today, 1964, two shows debuted, both on ABC. One of them, Johnny Quest. Rumors are that that's going to be remade into a film starring The Rock. And then this one just got a reboot here. I want to say last year as a cartoon.
Adam's Family.
That's right. So those debuted 56 years ago. 55 years ago, this one was redone with Steve Carell. Get Smart debuted. And then I Dream of Jeannie also debuted on this day 55 years ago, both on NBC. And then speaking of 60s TV, this is crazy because 51 years ago in 1969, this TV show switched out the Darrens. Dick York was replaced with Dick Sargent as Darren Stevens because apparently Dick York had some issues with his back and became addicted to painkillers, so they decided we were going to have a new Darren on that show. And then we get some sad news on this day because 50 years ago back in 1970, we lost one of the greats.
To the 27 Club.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix was found dead in his London apartment on this day back in 1970.
So crazy he was only 27.
I know.
You look back at all. I mean, I guess it's true of those other artists as well. But, man, he did just a wide variety of stuff and put out a ton of great music.
You mentioned...
I hope someday they make a proper...
Bio?
Yeah. Yeah, because they did the one with Andre 3000. Remember we talked about it?
Yeah.
But they didn't get to use any of his music.
Right.
Weird.
So it's weird. The Jimi Hendrix story just without his music.
Speaking of crazy, 16 years ago, 2004... That's when Britney Spears married Kevin Federline. They divorced 3 years later back in 2007.
And Kevin Federline, a totally respectable, adept, and responsible parent in 2020. I mean, some may argue the more responsible of the two.
Right.
He's got primary custody of their kids, and Britney goes to visit every once in a while. I thought she was making a bad decision with K-Fed. But it was okay for 3 years.
Right, yeah. Speaking of bad decisions, let's go back 33 years ago because on this day in 1987...
Uh-oh.
Fatal Attraction premiered.
I'm not going to be ignored, Dan.
But probably the coolest thing on this day, September 18th, we go back 35 years ago to 1985, when David Letterman debuted something for the first time.
We've decided tonight, now comes the joke, we've decided tonight, see, all of that is the setup. Here comes the joke. We're going to start our own top 10 list, and tonight, I think we got a pretty good one. Tonight will be late night's top 10 words that almost rhyme with peas.
Words like meats, heat. Those were some of the words that almost rhymed with peas 35 years ago, back in 1985, on this day in history.
You know, Fatal Attraction, my wife was kind of upset with me that I had never seen that. So weekend before last, we watched it.
Oh.
Ooh. How'd it hold
up? And she was further upset with the fact that I was not particularly wowed by it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's a good movie.
What do you mean, good movie?
It's all right.
I'm not going to be ignored.
Lance.
Yeah, it was a little bit of that.
Yeah, well, I think
that was the reaction.
It was one of those things where everybody was talking about it back then. I remember being a kid and having my parents talk about, you know, what she did in the kitchen.
With
pot and the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, 35 years later, it's just kind of, eh.
Yeah, I think it held up well. She was, my wife was also upset with me when she showed me The Money Pit, which I had not seen. And I thought, ooh, that doesn't hold up particularly well.
But, with Shelley Long?
And Tom Hanks? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That one does not hold up well, I don't think, but.
Just bad or like dated stuff you didn't get?
It seems kind of dated, yeah, it does. I think Fatal Attraction does not. That's held its own, but Money Pit seems very dated, yeah.
Huh. How are the roads?
To me. Right now, we've got a problem coming out of downtown, and that's a stall on 70 westbound before.
Lover. 198. It is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. Couple ghosts in the machine this morning. We're having technical difficulties all around, which I think is stressing Kevin out a little bit. So
little bit.
I want you to sit back and relax. There was a really dumb study done this morning that said people who do not get, less sleep makes stressful days feel worse. Yeah. I'm not even a scientist, and I could have told you that one. So I feel like I got enough sleep last night because I'm like, calm down, Kevin. It's going to be fine. And Kevin, you maybe need to take a nap this afternoon.
Well, it's always stressful when things change, especially when they kind of go back to the way they used to be and you know, kind of letting a cat out of the bag. Tim is not in the studio this morning. And
Kevin's all by himself.
Yeah.
And he's feeling the pressure.
Right. And we had some issues with Lance's microphone, who's also not in the studio. Jen, you're not in the studio. Things aren't coming up for Zoom correctly. Mics aren't working correctly. So,
but you know what?
I think we're about to turn a corner, though.
Yeah, let's hope.
Take a deep breath because our audio quality is so good that it sounds like everyone's in the studio.
Hear that?
Hello?
Exactly. Yeah, I am broadcasting from home from my new home for the first time. Obviously, when I was broadcasting from home before, I was in the apartment. So this is a whole new thing. I had to set up all the stuff last night. And I'm home out of an abundance of caution. I'm not concerned about anything, but I did the right thing and I'm home, and I'll probably be home Monday too. But I also went and I got a test last night, which is an experience. So my night did not go as planned. I had to go get the equipment, set it all up, which again, this is it's a lot of stuff. I've said it before. It's, I believe, the board that Fleetwood Mac recorded Rumors on. It's not a simple little setup. I thought maybe this time they could give me one of the little ones, because Jen, you've got a really little
teeny pack. Tiny. Fits in the palm of your hand. People think there's this big, elaborate thing, and I'm like, nope, I got the tiny one, and it works just fine.
Yeah, no, I have a 12-piece jazz band that's in the neighborhood that's going to come over later, and we're going to track some demos. So,
well, listen, talk to me about this test, because I had to have one early on. One of my neighbors tested positive for coronavirus, and we weren't close, but our kids were playing outside in the neighborhood, and even though they were keeping their distance, I got a test just to be safe.
Yeah, so I got the test, and I decided to just do the antibody test, too, just because I'm curious.
Yeah, you know,
I
feel like at the same time.
Yeah, I feel like all of us, since this thing's happened, have been like, you know, has there been a... Because for some people, they don't see a lot of symptoms, or it's real, they're just like tired for a couple of days, and it's like, have I been tired for 2 or 3 days? Yes, absolutely. So I figured get them both done. The antibody test, they draw blood, which I'm not very good at. And then the corona test, you guys have all heard about that. They pick your brain, so to speak, with the long... It looks like a long Q-tip, I guess. But I'm in there, and I'm talking to the guy, and without going into detail about where I was or anything like that, you know, we're pretty far into the series of questions, and he's like, hey, I got to tell you, I'm a real big Ludo fan. And I'm like, awesome. And I was a little bit like, okay, what have I said thus far? And then I'm like, no, it's fine. But he was great, gives me the whole nose thing. It was bad, but I'd say it's not as bad as I was more nervous than anything else, because people are making it out to be the worst, and it's bad.
It's bad. It's bad. It goes up. If you've had a flu test, you know what. I had never had a flu test before until last fall, and it's like, okay, we're gonna stick this up your nose, and it's gonna hurt, and then we're gonna stick it up a little bit further. And it's going to stay up there for a minute, because we got to get the, not a minute, but whew.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's painful. I'd say it's remarkably uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. You have to I don't know. But once it's over, it maybe feels like your brain itches for a minute, but then you're fine.
Yeah, it is. It's weird. It's very uncomfortable. So then, you know, they tell you the deal, and you wait that, and they ask you all the questions and whatever, and then somebody else came in to do the heartbeat and all that stuff, and so then they're like, all right, just write this way, and this guy, we'll call him Fred, not his real name, Fred will check you out. So I go to Fred, and Fred, you know, you can tell it's been a long day. He's behind the computer typing stuff, and he's very nice, but you can tell he's just sort of, you know, they're getting off work in 30 minutes at this point, and he's like, okay, name, and he, you know, types the type, and he does the thing. He's like, okay, give me 1 minute. And he's looking at his screen, and he looks at his screen, and then he goes, da, 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 da.
Another Ludo fan.
And then he keeps, and then he type, and I kind of look, and he kind of types some more, and he goes, da, 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 da. So I kind of make a noise, and everybody's in masks, so I kind of make a noise to like acknowledge, because I'm like, are you messing with me? And I'm like, I go, and he kind of, I just see his eyes look up at me, and then he goes back to the screen, and he goes, da, 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 da. So then all of a sudden, like a bolt of lightning, he hits him, and he goes, oh my God. He's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, you were in there, and the guy came out and said, you know, that you were this guy, and I didn't remember who you were, but then I looked up the song, and I'm like, oh yeah, that song, and I didn't even realize I was humming it. And I'm like, yeah. And he was so embarrassed and laughing, and then like everybody in the place is laughing, and I'm like, something just touched my brain. I don't know how to respond to it. And
they're like, it's okay, just step over here, and we're gonna take a couple pictures with you. It's fine.
Right?
No, none of that. But they were super professional and stuff. But he was so nice. But he was so embarrassed because he literally didn't know he was doing it until I laughed, and then it all came together for him.
All right.
Here's your receipt. Sign here, and sign this piece of paper right here.
And look at this, an 8x10 glossy. Have you signed this one too? No, they were great.
That is awesome. Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a minute. We'll talk about Charlize Theron's dating life, or lack of.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Drew Barrymore show with a bunch of big stars. Charlize Theron was on there yesterday talking about how she's been on a few dates, but she hasn't dated anyone for over 5 years. Drew's talking a lot about dating on her show. She was just talking about it with Jane Fonda, talking about it with Charlize Theron. She said she feels like she's in a place in her life where you got to come with a lot of game. And that's like, her life is really good, so you better be able to top it. She won't accept anything less. That's a good philosophy for all of us, really. Drew Barrymore was also talking on her show about how for her 16th birthday, Keanu Reeves showed up to her house and gave her a ride on his motorcycle.
Whoa.
Which just sounds weird now, but yeah, it sounds a little creepy. But back in the day, I mean, she was wise beyond her years at 16. Mm-hmm. But you look at, like, all these people talking about Millie Bobby Brown, too, and she's, like, the same age that Drew Barrymore was then. And it's weird to have her, like, treated like an adult or, like, sexualized. Weird. Just really weird. I think Drew Barrymore's lived a fascinating life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see what... I still have not checked out her talk show. Let's talk about Mulan. Okay, so Mulan postponed a couple times in theaters, and then Disney just decided, we're going to drop it on Disney Plus. Right now, you can pay $30 for the movie, or you can wait until December, and if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, it will be free. It's an interesting model. Was it going to work or not? Mulan also, unlike some of these live-action Disney movies, more adult-themed. I had a friend who rented it last weekend, and they said it just starts out immediately with, like, this war battle. So not really necessarily for younger kids, which is where all you're making all your money with Disney Plus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? 29% of households with a Disney Plus subscription bought the movie so far.
Nice. Wow. I would think, well, I guess that's right. I would think more, probably.
$261 million so far.
Wow.
More than Christopher Nolan's movie Tenet has made in theaters.
Wow.
Worldwide.
Wow. Holy
Christopher
cow.
Nolan's
Holy
movie has made cow. $207 million worldwide. And they say about 9 million households in the U.S. have bought Mulan.
So, wow. So this might change the game a little bit.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, it's exciting. It's interesting that this is changing, but I also don't want to see movie theaters close. You know,
True.
You want to see
mm-hmm.
films
You're
in
right.
a movie theater sometimes on a big screen. But also, yeah, I, as a parent of two young kids who for years, like, did not get out to see movies, like, being able to kick it at home and see, I just said kick it at home. I'm sorry.
You did.
Are you kicking it?
To be able to kick back at home and rent a movie for $30, which I'm more than willing to do, and have movie night at home, I like that option.
Right.
But I don't want it to hurt movie theaters in the long mm-hmm. run.
Yeah. So. Sometimes I kick it at home. Sometimes I kick it at the movie theater. I like the option.
Time as long Magazine. As I'm kicking it. This Sunday, Emmy Awards. Time Magazine put a rundown of who will win and who should win in terms of best drama.
Watchmen.
They actually say Succession will win.
Ooh.
Kev, your show that you've been
Ooh,
watching
yeah,
on HBO.
That's good too, but that's it's almost like a comedy drama. But yeah, that's a very good show. But man, Watchmen was so
a dramedy?
Good.
Were
yeah.
you trying to say a dramedy?
A dramedy.
they say Succession or Better Call Saul will end up winning at the Emmys. And then Best Comedy, who should win? The Good Place. But who will win? The Eugene and Dan Levy Show.
Oh,
that
the
we're all a yeah. fan of. Yes. I just watched the finale.
I thought they had a
week.
New show for a minute called the Eugene and Dan Levy Show. I was like, what?
I feel uncomfortable even saying The Creek. Because, I don't know.
Julie Tristan said it.
Right, yep.
And Kevin and I were like...
I know. And she's no longer on our show.
Yeah, no.
I know it's Roland's last name. I know it's spelled differently. It's not probably not that big of a deal. It just makes me uncomfortable. But it's a delightful show.
She said it with confidence, and it felt like it was fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, someday I'm just going to say it without telling you, and you're going to... Your butt's going to crunch up a little bit.
You're just going to say it because you're at home.
They also say that Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy are going to win for Best Actress and Best Actor for that
show.
He's
very good in that.
He is.
You know, Eugene Levy, I think, is very underrated, but he's very good in that show.
Yeah, and Dan will probably win for Best Supporting Actor. But they say Alex Borstein will win for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel for Best Supporting Actress.
Also very good in that
show.
So
great. And honestly, you know, we're all worried about pronouncing the name of the Creek show, but... Man, Alex Borstein's character curses far more in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She is a delight. They say that Helena Bonham Carter will win for The Crown. Billy Crudup for The Morning Show. Jennifer Aniston for The Morning Show as well. And Brian Cox for Succession.
Both those Morning Show performances were phenomenal.
That was... So good.
Everyone, that whole cast was great, except for Reese Witherspoon, but it was... Aniston was so good.
And Helena Bonham Carter is very good in that, too.
She is. She really is. And I'm not...
A little British for my liking, if I'm being honest.
I'm not a Bonham Carter fan, but I like her performance in The Crown, for sure. Emmys this Sunday. That's Entertainment Schmig. Little Schmig Schmackdown coming in about an hour. Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance on this Friday morning. We have a lot to come in the 7 o'clock hour. Sports Chatter, 7:05. 7:35, we have Schmig Schmackdown, Tim versus Lance. So stick around. By the way, cold outside this morning.
Yeah.
I let the dog out. It's like 50-something, 54. Whew! And over the weekend, it's supposed to get down into the 40s. So.
Yeah, we got windows open. I got my jacket on.
Oh, yeah.
It's also weird to just be, I'm broadcasting from home, and it's just as if I'm talking out my windows and can kind of just see the front yard and anybody walking by, which they love to walk in Glendale early. just hears me talking.
Yeah. Yeah, you seem, you
have this that, is what the like, Today Show must feel like.
Right.
You have that people might hear me voice this morning.
You know what? I don't know how much of it is that and how much of it is that just my mic is turned so far up in here. Maybe I'll turn that down. Hey, how am I now?
You sound exactly the same.
Good bit? Okay. Big thing on Reddit about asking people, what is the oldest piece of technology they have in their home? Can you guys think of what it is for you?
Ooh. VCR. Yeah, and primarily we have the VCR because the way it's hooked up to the TV, it allows the Blu-ray to work and the Roku to work right, so I've just left it alone.
Huh. Does it have to be functioning?
No.
I think so, but I'm interested in your non-functioning technology.
Okay. Probably the oldest technology would probably be I've got some 78 RPM records.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Okay.
You beat my cassettes. Okay. I have cassettes, but no cassette player. So many tapes that I've saved.
I have an 8-track player. That was going to be
wow.
Oh, yeah. Does it work?
It works. It was my mom's.
Nice.
And, so it's been in my apartment for a long time, and my brother, who recently moved back to St. Louis, he's looking for work, he claims that it was his, that my mom had given it to him. I kind of threw a fit. We got in a fight. So to sort of make peace, I wrapped it up and gave it to him for his birthday.
Aww.
Because my mom confirmed that she did, in fact, give it to him. But it's still here now. Until he gets in this house he's getting. This 8-track player is, you see it in like cool TV shows. They'll like throw one of these in there, or in like if like Nordstrom is trying to do like a cool section, they'll they'll put in one of these 8-track players. The big white, they look like a space helmet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I know what that is. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And then it's a selection of 8-tracks that my mom was into back in the day, which is kind
of
cool.
A lot of Journey?
No. There's Elton John and probably like Glenn Frey, ELO, stuff like that. Mm. No Journey, actually.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, we went back over quarantine and bought a new record player because we have a record player at home, but with no speakers. So we bought one that has the speakers built in.
So you've got a record player with no speakers, and you've got cassettes with no cassette player.
Yeah.
Really? Sounds like a bad country song.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Or the reason why Radio Shack went out of business.
Yeah, totally.
Some of the things on here that people shared, a rotary phone that still works.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. We were at a friend's, we went to a friend's, like, their vacation home, and they had a rotary phone, and all the kids just stared at it. What's that?
I've got one in my storage locker like that.
Yeah?
You have a storage locker? Wow. I would be interested. We should have a video about that.
I have to, because still some of it is stuff that, even though my mom's passed away now 9 years ago, some of that stuff, I just don't have a place for it in my house. So, yeah, I mean, some of the really special things that she had, just there's nowhere to go with them.
Hang on to that stuff, I say, Lance.
I'm trying to. She has, if you want to Google search this one, when it comes to a rotary phone, she had, and I still have it, what they called an Eureka phone.
Spell that.
I believe it's...
Like Erica?
I think so, if I recall correctly. But it's the phone, you might have seen it, it's the phone that it sits on a base and actually hangs up when you set it down, and it's got like the earpiece comes up from the base. It's all one piece. So basically, to pick it up, you just pick up the phone, and to hang it up, you just set it back down.
And people were always accidentally hanging up on people.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Hey, hang on a second. Exactly, I got to go do this. Hang up.
You put it down. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. The other thing on here, Kevin, I don't know how old yours is, but a top-loading VCR with dial tuners for VHF and UHF.
I don't have one that old, but...
I can picture those,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, me too. Man. I remember when that first came out, and it was like, VCRs were like $300, $400, you know? And I remember then they always would try to upsell you the $100, you know, warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember when I, you know, was an adult, became one, they moved out of the house, bought my first VCR, and I spent the extra $100 on the warranty, and I thought, yeah, I've made it. What a dumb decision, you know?
Why was it a dumb decision?
Because it was like the VCR itself was like, I don't know, $150, and then you spend another $100 on the maintenance plan that you could have just bought a new VCR.
When's the last time you popped a VHS in that thing?
It's been probably years, and we've hung on to all like the Disney classics just in case, you know, there's some, I don't know, you know, run on VCRs or somebody, you know, or people want to watch them. Well, you know, it's the thing. Maybe they'll go on eBay someday.
Man,
I don't know.
Ever a run on VCRs and G.I. Joe action figures, make good friends with the Burghoffs. They're going to come out on top.
KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis is powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. This is
today's best music mix.
Today's best music mix.
Yeah, it is. Should we start with baseball? Tim, what do you think?
Would love it.
All right. Your Y98 St. Louis baseball update brought to you by ExploreSt.Louis.com. Cardinals, not good news. Pittsburgh has had their number this season. Last night, the Pirates beat the Cardinals for the fourth time in 6 tries. Cardinals lose 5-1. And also in that game, Dakota Hudson had to leave after 2 innings because of what's described as a right forearm strain.
a mild forearm strain in his pitching arm. So that didn't help the bullpen situation, especially ahead of a doubleheader today. Pittsburgh play two, or Cardinals play two in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Game one is at 3:05, and you can follow the action on our sister station, KMOX 1120. Toronto Blue Jays got to be happy to get out of New York City. In a three-game stretch against the Yankees, Toronto pitching surrendered 19 New York Yankee home runs. For the third game in a row, the Yankees had six-plus home runs. That's never happened in the major leagues before. And Luke Voit, Wildwood native, Lafayette High School, hit another one last night, leads the majors with 20 home runs.
Wow.
So, the Yankees just absolutely tore up Toronto this past 3 days. Absolutely killed him. And then if you if you want to celebrate a home run, maybe Josh Donaldson is your guy. Josh plays for Minnesota. Yesterday against the White Sox, takes a pitch on the outside corner. Umpire calls it a strike. Josh Donaldson, not too happy. Next pitch, he hits a rope over the left field wall, circles the bases. As he crosses home, he kicks dirt across the plate and says something to the umpire, which immediately leads to him being ejected. So, that guy is so nutty.
How about them apples? That what he said?
Something like that. Not only that, but once he heard that he got ejected, because it happened after he walked past the umpire, he went back and kicked more dirt on the plate and then had some more choice words for the umpire. So that's the way to do it. Hit one out and get tossed. Meanwhile, two more teams have made the playoffs. The White Sox and Tampa Bay clinched MLB playoff spots yesterday. Let's talk about soccer. St. Louis City SC, they set an MLS record for first day season ticket deposits on Wednesday. They got 30,000 of them in the first 15 minutes. 50,000 plus total deposits, and you can still place a deposit at stlcitysc.com. Just be aware, you're going to be way off the front of the line at this point. Just a heads up.
And how much? What's the least amount of money that I can put down and still
50,
be?
50, and then I think the next bump up was 100, and then if you wanted to do the suites, that was, off the top of my head, I want to say it was something, it was over 1,000 if you wanted to put a deposit on the suites.
Yeah. I'm not really a sweet guy, Lance. I'm kind of a man of the people.
NBA last night, trouble for Jason Tatum and Boston. Miami wins last night over the Celtics, 106-101. Miami leads that series now 2-0. And in the Western Conference Finals, that starts tonight, Denver at the L.A. Lakers. NFL. Let's talk about the NHL, because we can tell you now who's going to be in the Stanley Cup Finals. The New York Islanders, they tried hard, but they lost 2-1 in double overtime last night. Tampa Bay wins that series 4-2. That means Pat Maroon goes to the Stanley Cup Finals for the second year in a row. It's going to be Tampa Bay and Dallas in the finals for the Cup. That'll start on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah. NFL last night, I kind of made fun of this game, saying, doesn't seem too exciting on paper. Both teams were winless after their first week. But if you like offense, it was a good game. And a defensive stand at the end for Cleveland to win it 35-30 over Cincinnati. And during halftime, a little surprise for St. Louis's own Joe Buck.
Congratulations. we're going to get you a gold jacket. Congratulations.
Oh,
well deserved.
God, I don't even know what to say. It's like, I feel like, what? That's unbelievable. And my God, thank you. I'm sitting here watching that video, and but how lucky I've been to be with you all these years. Our 19th year together, and Richie Zients, our phenomenal producer, and Steve Horn, who makes me sound a hell of a lot smarter than I actually am. This is not even work. I just cannot. Wow.
I'm stunned. That's awesome.
Thanks, brother.
Well earned.
I'm lucky to be able to stand next to a great friend.
So you're thinking to yourself, wow, he got a gold jacket. He's going to be a Century 21 realtor? No. Joe Buck is getting inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's great. Nice. And I assume his dad is in there?
Yes. I think it's, what is it? Is it the first father and son broadcasting team to be in the hall? Something like that? I mean, that's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, on the baseball side, it's a little more common. I think maybe the Alberts have done, I know Kenny Albert does football, and I assume Marv did back in the day. But I can't think of too many father and son football broadcast teams other than those two? You guys, anything come to mind there?
There's a hand. It seems like every young guy I see, the last name is one that I know. But what's his name? The guy that just got in all the trouble in Milwaukee.
Right. Mm-hmm. Brenneman, yeah, he does football, but I'm not sure his dad did much football. I'm not sure Marty Brenneman did much football.
Oh, baseball guy.
Huh. Yeah.
And are Joe and Jack in Cooperstown already? Is
Joe Jack, isn't. Jack is.
That's what I meant, is Joe. Joe's not.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We end with a fun story about Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley. 21 years ago, they got into a pretty famous fight during a game. And so right after the fight, Shaq goes back to the locker room and his phone rings. On his phone is Charles Barkley's mom, who says, hey, you know, she tells him, hey, it's Charles' mom, and your mom's on the line too. Shaq's like, okay, yes, ma'am, how are you? And Charles Barkley's mom tells him, look, you need to stop. I already talked to Charles. He's going to meet you in the hallway. You need to stop and hug. You're two of the greatest players in the world. We don't want y'all fighting in front of the kids. Y'all stop that, is what she said to Shaq. So Shaq immediately goes out in the hallway, and there's Charles, and they hug it out. And that's how that fight ended.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Because their moms got on the phone.
I think we should have a Yo Mama button in sports where, like, if it gets a little heated, you just hit the button and their moms step in, and then all of a sudden they listen to the voice of reason.
And it worked.
On that. Let's try
sports
it.
Chatter!
All right. Thanks for all the sports stuff, Lance. And now doing double duty with traffic.
We did have a crash. Southbound 55. It was before Loughborough. They cleared it up.
Like you did on me. 198, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance at 726. Schmick Schmackdown coming up in just a little bit. It's going to be a little potpourri Schmackdown. So get ready, Lance.
I'm excited.
And Tim.
Jen, did you see this article about falling out of love?
Yes. Whenever I see headlines like that, are you like me? Do you click on it immediately to, like, make sure you're still good?
No.
You don't?
I don't buy into that. Listen, I'm a sucker for clickbait, especially, like, weird celebrity stuff. But the, like, signs that your relationship isn't what you think it is, or that I know it's all. I've read enough of them to know that they're all nonsense and just, like, so wordy intentionally to keep you on the site for a while.
I know, but I still look at them just to make sure, you know, sometimes you need to recalibrate a little bit. So when I saw this headline, 5 behaviors that mean you've fallen out of love, according to experts, I was like, all in, right? My anniversary is this weekend, so.
Oh, well, happy early anniversary.
Thank you.
How many years?
17.
Wow.
Happy 17th.
Yeah, right? I'm like, how is that even possible? So weird. Number one, you've stopped putting in the effort to the romance. No hand-holding, no gifts, and important dates like anniversaries start to get forgotten.
Well, listen, I will hold hands till the end of time. And the best way to, you know, not stop giving gifts is if you never start giving gifts in the first place, no one's keeping an eye on us.
You're right, though. Yeah, you know, that's kind of the way Sarah and I work. You know, she makes fun of me when I try to hold her hand, and then we're not really much into gifts unless, you know, it's previously agreed on, this is what I would like, and, you know, hinted at, and you're like, okay, I'm on it. So
I'm a huge hand holder.
Yeah. It's something so simple that means, like, you know, still just as important as when you first started dating.
Are you guys ever shared back pocket people? Like, I always remember going to Six Flags and there'd be all these couples that put their hands in the opposite's back. Anybody ever been down that road before?
That's where I draw the line.
I do it, but only at Six Flags. Like, when you're there, like, you want to do, you know.
That and sitting on the...
You're going to go on the ninja, and you're going to put your hand in your girlfriend's back pocket.
I still have my wallet. It's okay.
You don't want to talk about the future. If you don't talk about plans, like big trips that you're going to take together or moving in, if you don't dream about a future together, that's a bad sign too. Well, obviously, that's kind of, this is
a lot of future talk over here,
right?
And by future, I mean next spring. What's COVID going to look like?
Yeah, you fixate on your partner's flaws. When that becomes all you notice, that's a big red flag.
And that might be tough for me if she had any.
Scoring points.
Nice.
You're saying that because you're broadcasting from home today, but yesterday you were talking about that mirror thing she does.
Also true.
I don't know what you're talking about. She is perfect.
You're slowly pulling away. If your partner has dropped to the bottom of your priority list, that's not great. You need to find time to communicate with your partner.
Yeah. Don't put her in the bottom. Or him in the bottom. Put him somewhere in the middle, and then it's reasonable. And you can
right. Yep.
And you stop saying, I love you. Who stops saying that?
Well,
I guess
me.
People who are not in a... I don't know.
That's an easy one, too.
Yeah.
If I could hold hands and say I love you all day, I would. But she won't let me.
Schmick's back down up in 5 minutes on 198. It's the wake up.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Smackdown.
We do it every Friday around this time, testing each other on pop culture knowledge. And this week, Tim V. Lance. Who's going to go first?
You choose, Jen.
Okay. Let's have Lance go first.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to do just, there's no theme this week. Just potpourri.
Random. So it's not potent potables.
Oh, it could be potent potables, I guess.
No, okay.
Yeah, sure. Okay. We're just going to run down the list here and see how many you can get in 60 seconds. We will start the clock after I finish the first question.
And can I jump in ahead of the question if I know? Can I get in the middle there if I have an idea where you're going with the question?
No, because I don't think I have enough questions.
But I asked. Okay. So I have to wait till you're done. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Lance Hildebrand. Which pop star is the godmother of both of Elton John's sons?
Lady Gaga?
Who played Rachel Zane on the legal drama Suits?
Was that Meghan Markle?
In the series Arrested Development, there's always money where?
Pass.
What is the name of Chip and Joanna Gaines' lifestyle brand?
Magnolia.
You answered that awfully quick. Who's the oldest Kardashian sister?
Ooh, the oldest? Kourtney?
Yep. Half-Blood Prince in Harry Potter. Who is the Half-Blood Prince?
Pass.
What is Kramer's first name on Seinfeld?
Cosmo.
What did Mandalorian fans name the child in the Disney Plus series?
Pass.
What is Rihanna's real name?
I can't think of it off the top of my head. Pass.
What was the first non-English language film to win Best Picture at the Oscars? I'll let you answer that one.
I can't think of the name. Sorry.
Parasite.
Parasite.
Parasite. Robin Fenty is Rihanna's real name. Baby Yoda is what fans named the child. You got Cosmo right. Severus Snape for Harry Potter. Kourtney, you got right. Oldest Kardashian. Magnolia. There's always money in the banana stand.
The banana
Lance.
Stand.
Mm-hmm. And you got Meghan Markle and Lady Gaga right.
So that's four?
Yeah.
Tim, I think you got this.
We'll see.
I'm feeling good.
Okay. Tim Convy. Yeah. How many kids does Angelina Jolie have?
Seven.
No. Who did Forbes name the youngest self-made billionaire ever in 2019?
Kylie Jenner.
How many times did Ross Geller get divorced on Friends?
Two.
Who was the first bachelorette in 2003?
Trista.
What modern-day item made a cameo in the final season of Game of Thrones?
Water bottle.
Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were among dozens of individuals involved in what investigation?
Varsity Blues, Operation Varsity Blues.
Name one of the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus.
Bette Midler.
Who was the first winner of The Masked Singer?
Oh, pass.
What day is Star Wars Day?
May 4th.
Who wrote the Twilight books?
Stephanie Myers.
What was the first... Oh, no, I already had Parasite, so you...
Tim, you did great.
Hang on. Masked Singer is... I can picture him.
Uh-huh.
The auto-tune guy.
Yep.
What's his name?
T-Pain.
T-Pain. Yeah, I should have known that.
All right, so you got... Angelina Jolie has 6 kids. Hmm. You got Kylie Jenner. Ross Geller was divorced.
Guys, there's something you don't know about Angelina Jolie this week.
And how do you...
This is Tim's last show before he goes off to take care of his child.
Well, while you're in New Orleans, Tim, I can give you give you a shopping list.
That's why he's not in the studio today.
Ross got divorced 3 times on Friends. You were right. Trista, First Bachelor, Game of Thrones. I thought it was a Starbucks cup. Was it a water bottle?
Wait, I think I said 2 for Ross.
You said 2
3?
For Ross.
Yeah, right.
Yep, you did.
Felicity.
Wait, so is it 2 or 3?
It's 3.
It's 3.
Oh, you got it wrong.
Okay.
Operation Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
You got right. Sanderson sisters, Winifred, Mary, and Sarah.
Couldn't get through it.
T-Pain. Star Wars Day, you got right. Twilight books, you got right. So you beat Lance by 1.
Yes.
5-4. Thanks for making it close, Tim.
It was fun. It was all over the place. It was tough. It was easy. It was it was everything I want out of the Schmick Schmackdown. And that, my friends, is why we play it on Fridays. We'll be back next Friday with a new episode of Schmick Schmackdown on the Wake Up Call.
Right now, Lance Hildebrand taking a look at, is it back to the heart of the rush hour?
Boy, it was.
That's The Weeknd on Y98. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. I'm back broadcasting from home, at least for the time being. And I told you it's the first time from the house. So, you know, Emma's working, and so we're doing that again. We got a little more room in the house, though. I was trying to make sure she heard that bit 2 segments ago where I talked about how she didn't have any flaws and, you know, all the nice things I said about her, making sure that she heard it. I went to check, see if she heard it, and she's like, no. I also just had a dream that you cheated on me with Janine Garofalo.
What?
No. It's like, what do I...
Janine Garofalo?
You mentioned Angelina Jolie earlier. What's going on, Tim?
I explained that I would never cheat on her with Janine Garofalo.
I don't know that anyone would.
Oh, come on. Nothing wrong with Garofalo at all.
Ouch.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I had a list of 100 actresses to have a weird dream, you know, about, she would not make the cut. Yeah, that didn't make it any better. I was trying to, like, explain it away and made it worse. She was like, thanks, now I'm even more insulted. Because, you know, Janine Garofalo does download our podcast at the radio.com app.
I'm a fan. I like her work, but I don't have those types of feelings for her. And when your fiance's flawless, it's all you.
Right.
She heard that one.
No, good.
So I'm just going to keep complimenting her until she walks by. So tell us the layout now, because we knew your old studio at the apartment. Like, where are you broadcasting?
You know, the tricky things about these setups is they've got to be plugged in directly to your internet situation.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of limits where you can go, even with these really long cables. You can go other places, but then you've got, as I did through the apartment, cables that run through every room, and you don't want that. So I'm in the dining room.
Oh, okay.
So I can look out these windows and see the front of the house, great view of the kitchen, and the partial wall that we tore down. And then family room behind me. So it's a nice little setup, I suppose. I just saw my neighbor chasing a dog down the street.
What's behind you, by the way? Was that painted by your dad and your mom, or was that your work? Or is that original to the house?
My dad did did this. And
it's
Kevin,
nice.
Kevin is not referring to a painting. He's just referring to a wall. You like the paint job on it?
Yeah, he did a really good job. It's very well done.
Here, there was wallpaper up there beforehand?
No, just a different color.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'm trying to show you guys more on the old... We're back on this Zoom call. Thought these days were over. I don't know, guys. Here's the kitchen. There's the fiance.
Hi, Emma.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, you can see the look on her face. Like, yeah, she just had a Jeanine Garofalo drink.
I like the light. I like the light fixture in the dining room. That's very nice.
Thank you. Yeah, it's come. No, oh yeah, we're replacing that. But
okay, I didn't love it again. That much.
It's come.
It needs to go. No, I did like it.
Why 98?
It's 8:05. It's time for Food Stuffs. I'm your host, Tim Convy. Food Stuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. All four locations and a fifth coming soon to Ballpark Village. Guys, it's here. It is National Cheeseburger Day. I would love to see the total of all the money I've spent on cheeseburgers in my entire life. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have one every morning for breakfast.
What?
Really?
From where? Oh, yeah. Different places? Or you made one or what?
I used to always be Steak and Shake.
Really?
Wow.
When you say used to, do you mean like up until 6 months ago?
No, I would say that trend stopped about, maybe about a year and a half or so ago, because when I say I would have one every morning, that was on the way to work. So it was in the 4 a.m. hour. And it got to the point where in a two-week stretch, there is a particular location that I went to. In a two-week stretch, the drive-thru was open 2 times out of 10. So it's just like, I'm not even, that's just where I stopped. I mean, I couldn't depend on it anymore. So
Steak and Shake has really dropped the ball, and it bums me out because I'm a huge fan. Huge fan.
Yeah.
Lance, I there's not a lot of people I'd trade lives with, but I think you're high on the list.
Yeah.
Just because of cheeseburgers?
No, just everything. You're living life on your own terms, and I couldn't respect it more.
Oh, well, thanks.
Cheeseburgers for breakfast, dancing with the stars at night, hanging out with number three. Just saying, it sounds good. Cheeseburger, like every delicious food, invented by mistake, they say. This guy in Pasadena, California, was working at his dad's hamburger stand, Lionel Sternberger. He burned one side of a burger, so he covered it up with cheese. And hence the cheeseburger was born. There's no way that's true.
I don't know.
Sternberger was full of it. Everybody knew it.
Yeah.
Take credit for this. People prefer American cheese over cheddar cheese. What are you guys into cheese-wise?
Oh, I like cheddar.
Really?
Yeah, I will say that sometimes when I go to the Fox and Hounds Tavern inside the...
Cheshire?
Oh, yeah, couldn't think of the name of the hotel. I get a burger there with Stilton cheese and English cheese, and it's pretty good.
Wow, what's that cost? $300?
minus about $292.
Okay. Lance, favorite cheeseburger in town?
For a long time it was Steak and Shake. Then when I couldn't get them, it was Burger King for a while. Wow. And I would say it's been a really long time since I've had a cheeseburger. My favorite probably... Believe it or not, is at Brasserie in the West End. I know that's a French restaurant, but they have a mean cheeseburger.
I always hear that. I'm a big Carl's guy as well.
Oh, yeah, Carl's is so good. Yeah.
Fiance's been to Carl's just once, and it was without me. Right?
Scandalous.
Yeah, she went without me. It's confirming that. You know the Jimmy Buffett song, Cheeseburger in Paradise?
It sounds like this. Cheeseburger in Paradise.
I mean, is there worse music than Jimmy Buffett? We got to all be honest with ourselves. It is as bad as it gets. But I will tell you, he was inspired by an actual meal. He'd been forced to eat canned food and peanut butter while stuck on a boat in the Caribbean. When he eventually made it to land, he headed to a restaurant and he ordered a cheeseburger. Buffett, what a genius. Speaking of burgers, how about this? Burger King put the Whopper recipe on the wrappers. and they've announced that Whoppers no longer have any artificial preservatives. That's a big deal.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
If you're my sister and you're obsessed with that stuff. But that is a big deal. Not easy for them to do. Remember not too long ago they announced that they were changing its cow's diet to a less flatulent one, and they made that really weird commercial that gives me nightmares? Anyway, they're doing all kinds of stuff. So now the new wrapper just says 100% flame-grilled beef, tomatoes, lettuce, mayo, ketchup, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Huh. No word on the bun has to have some stuff.
No, they're saying no.
Flavors or preservatives from artificial.
85% of their permanent menu now are free of artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Yeah.
They're trying to hit 100% by the beginning of 2021, which is right around the corner. No preservatives at Burger King?
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Good for them. Are artificial coloring? What about sodas, then? Don't sodas have... At the very least, they've got coloring in there. Are they just going to stop serving brand-name sodas? Oh.
Look there, Pepsi Clear coming back.
Yeah, right. That's
I'm willing
food.
To bet Pepsi Clear has even weirder stuff in it.
Right.
Probably.
Permanent menu item. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, how do you tackle soda, then?
Yeah, I don't know. Good for them, though. Hmm. Another announcement from a big chain. TGI Fridays announced that their potato skins are running for president.
As they should.
I'm just going to let that sit there. Potatoskin4president.com if you're interested. You don't need details.
Potato skins on the side of my cheeseburger, though.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, speaking of potatoes... I think they'd make a good vice president. I mean, but it's a side item. You know what I mean?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Compliments the main some dish. Them think,
get on somebody's ticket is what I would say. Take a look at 2024 potato skins. And finally, Halloween candy sales are actually up this year.
Ooh.
But it's only the middle of September. So they're up 25% from where they were last year, according to the National Confectioners Association.
That's high, though. That's
I apologize. 13% over this time last year, and then chocolate 25% this year. But I think, Jen, you were making this point the other day, that people are so ready to kind of focus on something else and bring on the holidays or whatever that they're probably out there spending money. I think stores, same thing, are probably pushing that stuff a little bit earlier than normal.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously it's a weird thing because supposedly trick-or-treating is canceled, at least in some parts of the country. We'll see what happens as it plays out, but I think people are out there buying it.
Yeah, you're stressed out and you walk through, you know, the drugstore and you see that the Halloween candy's already out. You're totally buying that.
You pick up a pack of Baby Ruths? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's fine. Nothing to get stressed out about. And in fact, just listen to Jimmy Buffett again.
Oh, God.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Have an all-purpose onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
Food stops.
He likes his with onions and tomatoes.
All your problems just disappear because you sit there going, who likes this guy?
It's pretty bad.
I can tell you at least a couple of people, Tim, his accountant, his financial planner.
His mother.
I know.
His agent, his manager.
There are cheeseburger in paradise retirement communities.
Yeah.
No, he's very rich.
Right, yes.
I know.
And I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy. But his music's terrible.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store.
Real bad.
Yeah, it's not good. 73 the high today, 71 tomorrow, 73 on Sunday. And like I said earlier, down to the 40s overnight. 57 now in St. Louis. And Lance with another look at traffic.
I just really quick looked up Jimmy Buffett's net worth at $600 million.
Wasted away again in margarita bill.
Wow.
Yep. You can buy
He's
a lot of cheeseburgers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Westbound 270, are you doing okay?
Never go on, nobody, nobody love.
Ooh, 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 been looking for you.
dating profiles just in time for the weekend. Maybe you'll like some of these. Maybe this will spur you on to look for some other ones on your own. But let's start with Dan, who's 40. Dan says, not married, not divorced, not kidsed. Looking for something with long-term monogamous potential in this age of hookups and non-monogamy. Dating in the COVID times is weird. Let's get together and play the, quote, count the people who don't cover their noses with their masks, unquote, game. It's a drinking game. Brace yourself. Other vitals for your pleasure. Tower Grove South, 6'1". Cat Dad, who also likes dogs. Ex-drummer, one half Italian, one half Scandinavian. Dan is 40.
Listen, Dan, someone who's 40, who wasn't married, didn't have kids and all that stuff, I can tell you, it's not always easy, but that you can still find what you're looking for. It's just really, really hard.
Suddenly it's turned into a counseling session.
Right.
Especially since you're a cat dad. Right. It's going to be a little harder for you. I'm going to be real honest with you, Dan. I'm sorry.
I thought Dan was great.
No, I think Dan probably is great, and trust me, I wish him the best, because I know it's not easy out there, but...
But then you kicked him while he was down.
Well, I'm trying to help Dan. Lose the cats, the cat. Some more possibilities. Well, I mean, don't lose the cats. Make sure they have a good welcoming home. Just.
I thought it was a delightfully refreshing profile.
Yeah, Dan, I'm
so glad he's not 18.
I'm trying to support Dan.
All right, let's see what you think of Smitty, who's 46. Smitty says, I'm 6'5", medium build. Construction
you had me
contractor.
At Smitty.
Smitty is a construction contractor, laid back gentleman looking for my queen. I'm ready to share my life with the right woman. I don't like wasting time, though, so let's make our time count. Smitty is 46, and Jen likes his name.
Who doesn't love a Smitty? Have you ever met a Smitty you didn't like? No.
Only positive vibes towards Smitty's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smitty's great. And who doesn't want to say, you know my husband, Smitty?
Right.
I think this guy's great, too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what you can tell from this name. Ayo. That's his name.
That's okay. His name?
Yep, it's A-Y-O.
It's no Smitty.
Oh.
I think anybody would be lucky to get into a Smitty situation.
You carefully tiptoed through that, and we're all very happy.
Uh-huh.
No, there's no age disclosure for AO, so make of AO what you will. He says, I'm here looking to make good friends and see where it leads to. I love adventures and meeting new people. A plus for any good Scrabble player. AO is question mark as far as age is concerned.
Oh, I like that you can meet him maybe over converse over words with friends, though.
Yeah, that's a possibility, sounds like.
See how his vocab game goes and then go from
what
there.
What's the Scrabble thing? I didn't understand that. What was he saying?
He says he's a plus for any good Scrabble player.
Oh. Well, because his name is just two letters and it uses two vowels, so I don't know if that's worth points. I haven't played Scrabble in a while, but
well,
it sticks out.
Strategically placed in a triple word score, that Y might help.
Oh, there's a Y, too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you can't use proper names in Scrabble, can you?
No.
It's been years. AO, yeah, I wish AO, I think, sure, solid candidate. If you're in a Scrabble.
Tim is thoroughly convinced. Let's see what he thinks of Jeremy, who's 40. Jeremy's a single dad, has a son, 11, a pup, 2.5. Veteran, bacon, I like to joke around a lot. If you can't laugh, go away. Pretty sarcastic. Nerf wars keep me in shape. If I can't bring my dog, I'm not going. Swipe right, you know you want to. Come on, do it. Jeremy is 40.
He had me at bacon.
Yeah, I know. I love that. I'm a veteran. Bacon.
He's got some. Yeah.
The bullet points are awesome. Bacon.
Looking for love in the loop.
Yep, yum.
Entertainment Schmig is up in just a few minutes on Y98.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes, but it's the only me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. So, a bunch of celebrities last night did the reading of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. They read the script for charity. And there's a super awkward scene between the characters of Brad Hamilton and Linda Barrett, played by Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Hey, Brad, do you have any cute...
The daydream evaporates and we see a real life again with an interior Brad bathroom angle on Linda's face.
All right,
and the doorway of Brad's bathroom as she watches the sight before.
That's it. You know where it goes.
That
super
was weird.
Awkward scene narrated.
Brad Pitt sounds just like Morgan Freeman.
I know.
Narrated by Morgan Freeman. Julia Roberts was part of it. Shia LaBeouf, Dane Cook, Matthew McConaughey, Ray Liotta, Jimmy Kimmel, John Legend, and the original Spicoli.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
The original Spicoli, Sean Penn. Pretty great. Pretty great. It was on Facebook Live.
Whew. And they raised money for charity.
They did.
Yeah.
Which is good.
That's so many people involved.
Yeah.
I wonder who was, who's the guy that Greg Warren does the impression of?
Oh,
Damone. Mike Damone or something?
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah.
I wonder who played him. Anyway.
Let's talk about...
Can you watch that after?
What's that?
Can you watch it now or did you have to watch it live?
That's a good question.
Okay. The point is, Morgan Freeman narrated some stuff,
right.
And we brought it to you.
It's on YouTube.
Okay, cool.
You can check it out. Just Google Fast Times at Ridgemont High table read, and you will be able to see it there. Marvel has its new She-Hulk. Tatiana Maslany from the show Orphan Black. Critically acclaimed show, Orphan Black. So she will be the She-Hulk on Disney Plus. Not sure when it's going to debut. Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk, tweeted, "Welcome to the family." People are talking about how she's not a Hulk at all because she's 5'4".
I like the casting. I thought they'd go with somebody greener.
Yeah. But she's the same height as Scarlett Johansson. And little Marvel fun fact for you, she's only 2 inches shorter than Tom Holland. Spider-Man is 5'6". Who knew?
And She-Hulk is a character that's usually just She-Hulk. Rarely is she the alter ego.
Mm.
Oh, Jennifer Walters?
Yeah.
And she, unlike the Hulk, when she hulks out or when she's green, maintains her intelligence and ability to communicate.
Right, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Hulk gets kind of basically dumb. Until the very end, I guess he figured it all out, but...
Yeah. You guys, we were just talking about Jurassic World a couple days ago, I think with celebrity birthdays, right? Sam Neill.
Yeah, because one of us didn't know who Sam Neill was.
Well, I know now. Series
because
premiere.
One of us pretended not to know who Sam Neill
no,
was.
No, I really... I don't. If I saw his picture, I wouldn't be able to come up with his name. But now I probably will, because I was publicly shamed about it. Today on Netflix, series premiere of Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous. It's an animated Jurassic World spinoff.
Really?
Yeah. That's actually getting some pretty good reviews.
Is like Chris Pratt's character in it? Just a bunch of dinosaurs.
Yeah, just a bunch of teenagers.
Is Morgan Freeman involved?
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest origin story, Ratchet, with Sarah Paulson as Nurse Ratchet from the...
Ooh!
That looks really good.
Yeah!
Paulson is so good, and the whole cast, I don't know, I'm into it.
Yeah.
I got too much stuff to watch, though. I don't know if I can do it.
I know. And Ewan McGregor going on a South American motorbike adventure for the Apple Plus series Long Way Up. He and his best friend travel through all of South America, headed towards Central America and Mexico. Is this kind of like so interesting? Because what's his face? Zac Efron did that thing where he's traveling all around the globe looking for ways that people are making sustainable energy.
But I think Ewan McGregor's done this before. This sounds really familiar. I think he's done this before.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I was thinking the same thing, Lance. I don't know what it was on, but yeah, it sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it was a few years back, but this is, sounds like a leg number two.
Emmy Awards this Sunday night with Jimmy Kimmel as your host, and we'll just see how this award show goes. Right before that, an hour before that, Celebrity Family Feud. I thought you guys would like this one. Fall Out Boy versus Weezer.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing. That does.
I know.
I was supposed to see them both this summer with Green Day. They got canceled.
Now you can see them on Celebrity Family Feud.
Who's your money on for that?
Weezer.
Yeah, Weezer, don't you think?
Why?
I feel Rivers Cuomo is... He seems so shy in person, though. He might not... I don't know. Fall Out Boy might have the speed hitting the button.
Yeah, I can see Fall Out Boy taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. When is that on?
Sunday night right before the Emmys.
What a great
They're also
idea.
Gonna have Ray Romano versus Brad Garrett. Little Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, that's a great
face
idea.
Off. Yeah. And you know I gotta bring this up because it's Kevin. Chrissy Teigen accidentally revealed that she's having a baby boy.
Oh nice. Ah.
She referred to him as he and then realized, we also have to say that we are thinking of all of our friends over at KMOV. We got news yesterday that because of COVID and because ad sales are way down at Channel 4, they let Steve Savard go, Marissa Hollowed, and a bunch of people from Channel 4. So
such a bummer. Mm-hmm. You know, the main anchors and obviously Steve Savard been on in St. Louis for so long, starting in sports and then being the main anchor for a long time. And it's I don't know. It's such a bummer.
I know. So we're thinking about them today. That is Entertainment Schmig. More online at 198.com, including this new concert venue downtown right near Busch Stadium. It's going to be an open air outdoor concert venue. Called The Lot, where you and three of your friends can enjoy a live concert again. They're going to have socially distanced turf squares.
Yeah, great and cool lineup, a lot of jam stuff. My buddy Dave Grelly.
Was there something I could have said to make it all stop hurting? It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless, so before.
Louis Capps on the wake up on Y98. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Famous people born today through the weekend. We'll start with a guy who grew up in Overland Park. He was big on SNL for a while. He's got a new show out called Ted Lasso, which looks very funny. And he's married to Olivia Wilde. How old is Jason Sudeikis?
We're coming to you live from the Tacoma Dome. Good evening, I'm Pete Twinkle, and seated next to me providing great color commentary, the godfather of my two adopted girls, Greg Stink.
Sudeikis.
Greg Stink still makes me laugh.
Oh, man.
Sudeikis, who will not be playing Biden this season on SNL. Jim Carrey is. I think Sudeikis and I are the same age. I think he's 45.
45 is correct.
Wow.
Boom.
All right, your next birthday. This guy was Cyclops in the X-Men trilogy. Then he was Teddy on Westworld. And, of course, Steve on Netflix Dead to Me. How old is James Marsden?
Hey, her hand was on the wheel. Her foot was on the gas. So don't look at me like that.
He was in Mrs. America, too, wasn't he?
Yep, he was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
50?
God, he's just great in everything. 49.
47.
47 is correct.
Oh.
How old is Mrs. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith?
People in the public eye have perfect relationships. We were kind of sick of living up to that.
She is just too much for me.
I've been kind of addicted to Red Table Talk lately.
Oh, God.
I've been watching it a lot.
She just, I don't know what it is.
Will just recently turned 50 and, jumped out of a plane, or was that last year? Something, and she's about the same age. She turned 50 this year.
49.
49 is correct.
Thank you.
He's the Bell you. In Bell Biv DeVoe. How old is Ricky Bell? Never trust a big button smile. That girl is
poison. And he's the one who's not a realtor in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. Poison.
Poison. Wait, who? Which guy?
Ricky Bell.
Oh, okay.
Saying Ricky Bell's 55.
Ooh, man, this is tough. They were so young, obviously.
Yeah,
that's New Edition.
I'm trying to think how far back New Edition went.
I'm going to say 58.
I'm going to say 52.
Just a little bit older, 53.
Ah, yeah.
Saturday's birthdays include, how old is Jimmy Fallon?
I saw that Amazon has launched a new invite-only section of its site called Luxury Stores. Now you can order a $5,000 Oscar de la Renta gown and then have the package hurled over your fence.
as old as Sudeikis? 45?
47.
48.
46.
Ah, went the wrong way.
She's one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but she was also a child star from films like Disney's Witch Mountain. How old is Kim Richards?
You're horrible! Kim, this is why I don't like her!
Oh, Lord.
52?
I was thinking around there. 53.
55.
56. This guy has been in a ton of movies. His probably most recent is he's Alfred now in the Justice League series. But of course, he was in Die Hard and he was in The Lion King. How old is Jeremy Irons?
Quiver with fear.
Jeremy Irons. His son's an actor doing some damage. Max, I believe, is his name. Jeremy Irons. 67.
68.
66.
72.
Oh,
wow.
Also on Saturday, she's the lead guitarist for the Runaways, and she had a huge hit with Kiss Me Deadly. How old is Lita Ford?
Man.
Lita Ford.
62.
62 is correct. Nice job.
Wow.
Big Lita Ford fan over here.
And then some musical birthdays on Sunday to close us out. He's an American Idol winner. How old is Philip Phillips? No, we are not alone. Because I'm going to
make this place your home. He waited to see how old Dave Matthews was and then chose to be that age.
Oh, nice.
No, he's very good. I've seen him live. It's great.
40.
36.
37.
30.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
30. Yeah.
30.
Holy cow.
And also on Sunday, how old are the twins, Gunnar and Matthew Nelson? I can't live without your love and affection. I can't face another night on my own. I give up my life for saving for me.
I met those guys years ago at the Grammys in L.A. They are some of the slenderest people I've ever met. I mean, literally, you know, you do that thing where you take a group picture and I had my hand on that guy's back. It was like his entire back was the width of my thumb to my pinky. He is so tiny.
Lance has been up very close, so that's got to help you guess your age.
Very close.
60?
55.
60 and 55, are those the guesses?
Yep.
Yeah.
58.
53. Oh.
They were young when they hit it. All right.
Not hit it big, just hit it.
And a happy anniversary to my husband. 17 years this time.
17 years.
Ding. Here's Lance with traffic.
HD1 St. Louis, your home of today's best music mix, powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Now, it's more nonstop music on Y98, a radio.com station.
Yo, come on.
Here we go.
It's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yay!
It's the Friday free-for-all on Y98.
Getting excited for the weekend, and we love taking your requests at 314-531-9898 for the Friday free-for-all. The first few songs, though, we're going to have a little theme, so see if you can guess it. Let's kick it off with Paula Abdul on 198. Friday free-for-all with the Wake Up.
You better believe that's Air Supply on Y98. Woo-hoo! This is the Friday free-for-all. If you've got requests, get them in. We got good ones coming in. 314-531-9898. Make sure you say your name so we can give you a shout-out.
By the way, Paula Abdul Straight Up and Air Supply, I'm All Out of Love. The theme, Up in the Air.
Oh. Huh?
Great Forest Park Balloon Race would normally happen this weekend, but instead they're doing Lift Up STL, where they're doing a bunch of honor flights with the hot air balloons to kind of honor all the healthcare workers and essential workers right now.
Oh, that's great. See, I thought it was a show connection because we talked about Paula Abdul's new commercial, and Air Supply was my first concert.
You really didn't work very hard.
We talked about that new commercial 3 months ago.
Right.
Straight Up and Air Supply.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. This weekend, huh?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
GreatForestParkBalloonRace.com.
Mornings on Y98 are brought to you by Meyer Jensen. Justice is your right, but not without a fight. If you've been injured, the winning team at Meyer Jensen knows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.